Some worries about the war, about the kids. Worry made us industrious busybodies who meddled in every kind of affair for the greater pride value. But then we got involved and created bigger problems we couldn't solve with worry. Again, worry is the action of the mind in the dark, forgetting the truth. Proudly trying to fix what it did in the dark. We couldn't stop worrying before because we didn't want to stop. It had ego value for us. It always seemed like love for others. It made us forget our empty, faulty, meaningless existence. It won badges of honor for this or that cause. Had we a grain of true concern, we would never had anything to worry about. No great activity of the mind to testify to our ego's greatness. Oh, how our vain ego loves to play God and gloat over all the faultless creations. How little do we realize that we ourselves unconsciously project those problems so that we might be continuously excited over those imperfections of creation and be challenged again and again to change them for what is better, but in reality is much worse. But again challenged, the spirit of vain glory to new lows of triumph. How desperate we've been for others to cry out their need for us. How we needed their needs. And in helping made them need us again. We were glad that no one was perfect. So that we were glorified in worrying coming to their aid like an angel from heaven. We once enjoyed taking accounts of all of our grudges and reveling in the memories of past glories. This was the substance of our ugly pride. It would sit and worry and reminisce about conquests and peer into its storehouse of intellectual achievements. The mind abounded in the knowledge that testified to our glory, that outshouted our growing consciousness to the contrary.
Greetings, welcome to episode 195 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio. We're going to start off this week with a track by Mainline. This is called Psionics.
Thank you. wees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. Dat de schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Zo, lekker kopje koffie. Met een grote halfvolle. Welke halfvolle? De halfvolle. De volmaakte halfvolle. Friese vlag, half aan elf. Ook in handige cupjes.
Zo goed, sokkenkeuze en toch niet duur.
Unox rookworst, lekker sappig en goed gekruid, 250 gram, 2 gulden 18. Makkelijk milieuschoon wassen met driehoek wasbuiltjes, 6,49. Spar margarine, 250 gram, slechts 45 cent. 3 kwart pot spar bruine bonen, lekkere winterkost, 1,49.
Al 50 jaar zijn wij van Spar dichtbij.
Homicidal maniac.
This is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off.
What have you been doing?
Oh, well, for the past 3/4 of an hour, I've been sitting on my ass in your outer office, waiting on you.
Damn it all, that's the mayor you're talking to.
We've got 90 people being terrorized by those maniacs in that plane in boarding area B right now. What's taking them so long? They said it, they'd be here in 15 minutes.
Sir, there were about 200 murders in the city last year. You want to make a comment on that?
This town belongs to the people. We're going to have law and order here.
And from what we have, it figures out somebody to be impersonating a police officer.
Simply ridding society of killers that would be caught and sentenced anyway if our courts worked properly.
Do you expect me to believe that a traffic cop is killing off all the top criminals in the city?
In the 21st century, a weapon will be invented like no other. This weapon will be powerful, versatile, and indestructible. It can't be reasoned with. It can't be bargained with. It will feel no pity, no remorse, no pain, no fear. It will have only one purpose.
You're dead, honey.
Warrior, gladiator, conqueror.
Man of great strength.
Give us what we desire.
He's evil. A sorcerer who can summon demons.
Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
Her courage was forged out of fire. Her power, a gift of the gods. Her destiny.
Don't be a fool. Kill them.
Destroy the Earth's greatest evil.
In an age when only the strongest survive, and only the ruthless triumph, the Destroyer, he fought alone.
It is written that a woman child must make a perilous journey.
A warrior, they are sent by a treacherous queen, and seek the power.
You're afraid of magic.
When it comes from evil.
Destroyer of worlds.
Now,
the world will be plunged into eternal darkness.
Our founding fathers did a tremendous thing when they built America on Judeo-Christian values. Now that foundation is under attack, perhaps as never before. What can we do? Stand up, speak out, and pray that God will bless America again. I'm proud to endorse and encourage you to get this Bible. We must make America pray again. Pray, get educated, get motivated, and stand with me and the legions of Americans asking God to bless our great nation, to bring our great nation back, and to make America great again. And I think you all should get a copy of God Bless the USA Bible now and help spread our Christian values with others. There you have it. Let's make America pray again. God bless you, and God bless the USA.
Action for our stockpiles. The tests are costly in money and manpower, even more costly in the fissionable materials on which our nuclear strength depends. But they do provide insurance against nuclear accidents, which make them a bargain at any price. Some take place deep in the earth. Fantastically complex instruments replace the five senses. They record what happens when some of the explosive that surrounds the nuclear material of a new weapon is deliberately detonated. They record only an ordinary explosive blast. A random detonation has not created the implosion which would compress the nuclear material to a supercritical mass. There was no nuclear explosion. No radioactive fallout. Each new design must be proved nuclear safe, able to withstand accident, fire, or random explosive. Other tests with nuclear weapons are made above ground. These are also designed to test the nuclear safety of new weapon types by intentionally detonating the explosive which surrounds the fissionable material.
There's something out there. The adapter kids everywhere. It entices them, confuses them, and can even kill them. That's right. Illegal drugs are everywhere. Cocaine coaxes you in, and then when you least expect it, it grabs you. You're hooked, and it's hard to get away. And have you seen what marijuana does to some people? Oh, yeah, you've seen them. Total burnout. It slows you down. It softens your mind. And in my neighborhood, you need to move quickly and think fast. Drugs. It's a bloody shame.
When I was 10 years old, my babysitter and her friends would do drugs in front of me. I really looked up to her. I wanted to be like her. I would talk her into letting me get high with them. That's all it took. After that, I moved on to pills, speed, cocaine, mushrooms. You name it, I took it. I had people that I used drugs with, but, you know, they weren't really friends. I would do anything to get it. Lie, cheat, steal. If I hadn't stopped using drugs, I would probably be in jail, dead, or on the street somewhere.
Was ist eine Vaginalinfektion und wie bekämpft man sie? So sieht eine gesunde Vaginalflora aus. Gutartige Bakterien halten das natürliche Scheidenmilieu aufrecht. Gelangen Krankheitserreger in diesen Bereich oder ist das Immunsystem geschwächt, kann die Balance der Vaginalflora aus dem Gleichgewicht geraten. Eine Infektion kann zu den typischen Symptomen einer bakteriellen Vaginose führen. Rötungen, Brennen, Juckreiz, Ausfluss und unangenehmen Geruch. Das Optinisept Vaginaltherapeutikum bekämpft diese Symptome wirksam. Der Wirkstoff Optinidin zersetzt die Hülle der Krankheitserreger und tötet diese ab. Die Zahl der Keime geht zurück. Die empfohlene Behandlungsdauer beträgt 7 Tage. Danach ist das natürliche Scheidenmilieu innerhalb weniger Tage wiederhergestellt. Vaginaltherapeutikum. Sanfte Wirkung, einzigartige Anwendung.
Have you ever wondered why societies sometimes seem to lose their collective minds? Why seemingly rational people can suddenly embrace irrational beliefs in masses? These phenomena have puzzled thinkers and historians for centuries. This dangerous social phenomenon is called mass psychosis, the patterns of thought and behavior when isolated. Mirlu explains this in relation to the work of physiologist Ivan Pavlov on behavioral conditioning. Pavlov made another significant discovery. The conditioned reflex could be developed most easily in a quiet laboratory with a minimum of disturbing stimuli. Every trainer of animals knows this from his own experience. Isolation and the patient repetition of stimuli are required to tame wild animals. The totalitarians have followed this rule. They know that they can condition their political victims most quickly if they are kept in isolation, alone, confused, and battered by waves of terror. A population under an attack of menticide descends into a hopeless and vulnerable state. The never-ending stream of propaganda turns minds once capable of rational thought into playhouses of irrational forces. With chaos swirling around them and within them, the masses crave a return to a more ordered world. This is when the would-be totalitarians can take the decisive step.
I'm going to call the doctor.
I said no. urge, there's nothing they can do.
Oh, can't you let her lie there?
Well, this way she has a chance. If you call a doctor, he'll report it. Do you want that? You're not to call a doctor under any circumstances. No one is to come into this house. Now remember that. Ben, what's the matter with you?
Nothing, and I'm going to keep it that way.
Ben, look, let's talk about it.
There's nothing to talk about. You think I'm out of my mind. You laughed at me and my theory. You might be one of them.
Ben, look, you're ill. You ought to see a doctor.
No doctors.
Im Namen von Maria Devi Christus seid ihr und euer Geschlecht bis in das dritte Glied verflucht.
Amsterdam, London, Hongkong.
Alles zum Einsatz bereit machen. Los, halt, lass mich stehen bleiben.
Du bist verrückt. Verschwinde aus Hongkong, sonst bist du ein toter Mann. Sie treiben ihr schmutziges Geschäft in den Metropolen der ganzen Welt. Im Kampf um die Vorherrschaft im Millionengeschäft mit dem tödlichen weißen Schnee ist ihnen jedes Mittel recht. Nur ein Mann ist in der Lage, dieses Verbrechersyndikat zu gefährden. Der Tiger von Taipei, der Jäger und der Gejagte.
Als er tegen mij wordt gezegd, vuile, vieze potten en jullie parasiteren op de maatschappij. En de vuile, vieze potten en jullie parasiteren op de maatschappij. En er komt meteen een hele hoop shit bij. Wat helemaal niets te maken heeft... met mijn lesbisch zijn. Met mijn lesbisch zijn. Wat ik uitdraag. En wij kussen elkaar. Ook wel voor de deur. Dat we elkaar gedag zeggen. Dat we... Ja. Ja. En dat is duidelijk dan.
To help you stop swearing. Yeah, you can do it. Now, I know from experience because I used to curse like a sailor. I was really, really bad. And here I am with a sailor's cursing mouth. I gotta stop this. I don't curse. I don't think that you have to drop an F-bomb to be cool in front of people. So let's teach you how to stop swearing in 5 simple steps. You need to do better planning. So, what does that mean? Well, all right. So believe it or not, I started saying the word sugar shack all the time. I don't know why, it just came to my mind when I wanted to swear.
Hey kiddies, gather around, the man with the goodies is here. Here's a little beauty for me to Udy. Just inhale and sniff at his aeroplane glue. Oh, one whiff, man.
Isn't it true that sniffing glue can damage your liver and kidneys?
Cool it, kid. Look here, amphetamine. Bennies, Dexies, meth.
They say amphetamines can cause something like schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia. In most cases, it does not last. Cool it, kid. Now for the bob. Neato, nice, easy downers.
Withdrawal from barbiturates can cause convulsions.
Well, you can bulk yourself out of here. Grass. Anything wrong with pot?
They're not sure yet. They just started studying about it.
Worry wart. Big, everybody. L. S-D.
Bad trips and a chance of chromosome damage.
How do you know you got
Everything
chromosomes?
Everything you got there can hurt you, can't it?
Sure, kid. Why do you think they call it dope?
Nah.
Hey, where's everybody going?
Im Namen von Maria Devi Christus seid ihr und euer Geschlecht bis in das dritte Glied verflucht. Ihr seid Dämonen, aber ihr versteckt euer wahres Gesicht. Ihr kennt nur die Lüge. Büßt vor Maria Devi Christus, damit die Liebe auf die Erde wiederkommt. Ihr Dämonen, ihr wollt verheimlichen, wie die reinen Menschen, wir, die reinen Ismailianer, zusammengeschlagen werden. Büßt eure Sünden. Im Namen von Maria Devi Christus verfluche ich euch und eure Familien bis in die dritte Generation. Im Namen von Maria Devi Christus seid ihr verflucht bis in die dritte Generation. Wir leben jetzt in einer Welt, die dem Satan gehört. Sie alle haben die satanische Energie. Aber wir kommen in diese Welt von der Himmelsebene, der geistigen Ebene. Menschen, erwacht aus eurem Schlaf. Schaut euch um, in was für einem System ihr lebt. Ihr seid alle gefesselt. Alles ist dem Biest verkauft und verraten. Satan hat euch gekauft.
Into the strange and wild interior of darkest Africa, where no white woman had ever been before. was primitive savagery of incredible...
Mensonterende hersenspoeling. 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 Mensonterende hersenspoeling. Mensonterende hersenspoeling. Mensonterende hersenspoeling. Mensonterende hersenspoeling. De hersenspoeling. De hersenspoeling.
Maar hij moet zich daarbij voordoen als homo om haar man niet jaloers te maken.
Ik ga met mijn tijd mee. Met de vooruitgang, de techniek.
Over 2 jaar vergaat de wereld. Hij heeft zijn aanhangers opgeroepen zich voor te bereiden op de dood.
Weet u wel wat u zegt? En ondertussen mag dat tuig gewoon verder gaan. Nee. Ik wil niet gebracht worden. Ik wil er niet over praten. Het enige wat ik wil is dat jullie me met rust laten. En ondertussen mag dat tuig gewoon verder gaan.
The flaming redhead and the handsome jungle adventurer. Together they fight their hazardous way through a vast land of mystery and excitement in their relentless quest for the fabulous fortune that rests in King Solomon's mind.
To my knowledge, no white man has been near the Caloanas for...
You smoke crack, don't you? Crack. Terrible drug. Insane. Causes insanity, literally.
These barrels of radioactive waste are being dumped into the Atlantic Ocean, 120 miles from the coast of New York City. The radioactive waste will remain deadly for hundreds of thousands of years, which is stored temporarily in huge underground tanks.
Hallo, daar ben ik weer.
No tank lasts for more than 40 years.
Jullie zitten toch niet je tijd
te verdoen, hoop ik, hè? There is no plan for removing the salt cake.
Hey, hallo.
Waarom we zoveel moeite doen? Omdat we nu weten wat 15, 20 jaar geleden nog volstrekt onbekend was, namelijk dat roken ernstige schade betekent voor onze volksgezondheid. We willen dat iedereen dat weet, dus ook jullie.
Russische handelaren bieden Nederlandse bedrijven gemalen foetussen aan als medicijn. Russische handelaren bieden Nederlandse bedrijven gemalen foetussen aan als medicijn. En de Nederlandse overheid doet weinig tegen deze lugubere handel. Over deze onfrisse praktijken. Deze onfrisse praktijken.
Hersenbeschadiging. Hersenbeschadiging. Hersenbeschadiging door houseparties. Hersenbeschadiging door ecstasy op houseparties.
Het gebruik van ecstasy in combinatie met een houseparty kan hersenbeschadigingen opleveren. Een houseparty kan hersenbeschadigingen opleveren.
Five talked about what's going on at Hanford.
My assignment was to evaluate the hazards in the waste storage system out there. That, and I can state it practically word for word, assignment was to prove
in your body
that it would be safe to store the waste and salt lake in the existing transport.
I bet on one sweep that I...
Come to
They like to drink, reeking from cheap wine. We think of him as a worthless bum. They like to drink. They are all alcoholics, including the grandmother at the piano. This is the alcoholic everyone knows. He accosts you on the street for money. He's dirty, unshaven, reeking from cheap wine. We think of him as a worthless bum, a public nuisance. Others, when alcohol has destroyed their brains, live out their lives in mental institutions.
Do you have Muslim friends or neighbors living in America? We want to give them Bibles in their native language, and you can help. We're making a free offer to you, the viewing audience, to help give away free Bibles to Muslims. If you want us to send a copy of the New Testament for yourself or a friend in any of the following languages, we would love to send it to you free of charge. We've got an Arabic New Testament available, Farsi New Testament, Turkish New Testament, the Kurdish New Testament in Kurmanji, the Kurdish New Testament Sorani, and the Dari Gospel of John. All you need to do is contact our office by phone, 719-574-5900. Again, that's 719-574-5900. Or send an email request to hope@bopg.org. Again, that's hope, H-O-P-E, at bopg.org. And we'll process your request right away.
Centerville, Illinois is a nice place to live in. The people of Centerville have a little secret they really would rather not share.
Oh, this is odd. No one's lived in that town since 1958.
I know what I saw.
You've intruded on a very delicate situation.
I led them right to you.
25 years ago, they came from another galaxy and joined the human race. Now, they're ready to leave. And some of us may be going with them.
Daddy, I don't want to go!
Alex Gardner has a unique talent. And even he doesn't know what it can do.
No one has ever done it before.
No one has even conceived of it before.
Going into another person's dream.
He is about to enter a world that no one has ever seen before. The world of your dreams.
California, a governor's task force has determined that punk rockers are society's new subversives and must be treated as such.
Amphetamines can drive you through brutal work shifts, push you through boring study sessions, or keep you dancing till dawn. Today, millions of brains are running faster than evolution had ever planned. In the last 15 years, amphetamines have become one of the fastest growing drug markets in the world, second only to cannabis. Like any drug, amphetamines can be used to escape reality. Amphetamines are stimulants and do just this extremely well. They come in three main types: plain amphetamine, methamphetamine, and MDMA. Meth is an extremely potent and addictive version, and MDMA or ecstasy has some quite unique effects, but today we'll focus on plain amphetamine, sold on the street as speed or as prescription drugs like Adderall or Vyvanse. The main effect of amphetamines is to trick your brain to massively increase the levels of dopamine and noradrenaline. On amphetamines, you aren't simply excited, but plugged into a hidden power source. Your heart pounds faster, your breath quickens, and sweat beads on your skin. Hunger fades, and fatigue dissolves.
How to be a cult leader? Step up hand. We're all looking for answers. So if a kind stranger comes up to you at your lowest point promising salvation, who amongst us would turn them away? That's why the easiest place to find your first few disciples are support groups for addicts, domestic abuse shelters, dive bars, and other mothlights for those who have fallen by the wayside. Once you've got someone in your sights, love bomb them. That means showering them with flattery, compliments, and even gifts to help them feel special. And it works to charm on people who are desperate to be loved. Step 5. Nail your branding. Refine your image to refine your message. Step 6. Invest in real estate. You'll need a base of operations so that you can rule your cult to your heart's content. That brings us to the next lesson. Step 7. Defend yourself and attack your enemies. Every messiah has detractors, and your rise to the top will be no different. The first tactic to consider is a smear campaign, especially if it's an ex-cult member trying to whistleblow. Not only will ruining their reputation dilute the impact of their testimony, it will also encourage your followers to police each other when you're not around. Step 8. Go crazy. A cult is not a cult until the order comes in to do something insane. Step 9. Make a dramatic exit. Whether or not group suicide was a plan from the outset, make sure you have a final say on how the cult is disbanded or risk spending the remainder of your days on death row. So, what's your cult
tot het ze compleet uit hun bol gaan, vervolgens in een soort trance raken en pas na dagen weer normaal aanspreekbaar zijn.
Blijkt ook dat je eetlust echt je valt van keihard vanaf. Het blijkt ook dat je minder eetlust krijgt. Klinkt heel lullig, maar het is gewoon zo.
The Spirit of God has been burdening my heart, so I will be dealing with drugs, AIDS, pornography, immorality, and all of this ties in with Bible prophecy and the coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. The first message, then, will deal with drugs. Ted Koppel recently said, "Drug abuse in America today is a national crisis."
De gevaren van een atoomwapen zijn de hitte, de luchtdruk, de straling en de radioactieve neerslag. Men behoeft zich niet af te vragen of men zich kan beschermen tegen een voltreffer, want dat is onmogelijk. Maar wel kan men trachten zijn huis zoveel mogelijk te vrijwaren voor de gevaren van de straling en de radioactieve neerslag, door één kamer als schuilplaats in te richten of de ruimte onder de trap daarvoor te bestemmen.
The United States Air Force heats it up with a demonstration of firepower by the latest high-performance aircraft. This is an exercise in limited war, as opposed to the nuclear or unlimited variety. First, a Sidewinder missile test fired from an F-104 Starfighter. A storage area is reduced by napalm
bombs. Disco, disco, gewoon even goed douchen, tanden poetsen, wat pit in je haar, een beetje rammelen
met je klaarkoop, en dan is het zo niet. Dat is een hele feestverruimde discussie hoor, maar het schijnt iets beter te gaan met
zo'n handtas. Vertel eens wat meer over die secte.
We hebben nog eens een keer samen een BZN-fanclub opgericht. Heil en zegen op uw levenshandel.
Ja, jongen, wat wil je? Ze is niet verlicht, hè? En dan krijg je dat. Ja, ik verkeer in hoge sferen. Nee, jongen, het gaat alleen om geestelijke bevrijding.
Ik liep op straat en ik voel ineens een schok. Dat was waarschijnlijk een ruimtewezen van buiten de aarde dat bezit nam van mijn geest. En soms dan verdrinkt hij mijn geest en dan neemt hij zelf de macht over en dan...
Gegroet, o vrouw van de aarde.
In temperamentvolle razernij bedreigen... Want vanaf dat ogenblik wordt ze geterroriseerd door kleine, razendsnelle wezentjes.
Als je het over die lieve woordjes en zo hebt, nou, of dat gelogen was. Gods kleren, wat denk je nou? Dat ik echt op je viel? Heb je wel eens in de spiegel gekeken?
Nou, aan de bed.
Ook. Ja, ik wou eerst niet. Neuken bedoel ik. Dat wou ik niet. Maar anders was het niet gelukt, toch? Daarom neem ik altijd een paar borrels voordat ik hier naartoe ga. Dat helpt. Ik moest één keer bijna overgeven, weet je dat? Maar dat lag misschien niet aan jou, dat kan ook de drank geweest zijn. Of de combinatie. Ik lag echt mijn kots in te houden, ik zweer het je. Maar je hebt niet gemerkt. Vakwerk, hè? Ja.
Nou, ik ben vanmiddag naar de makelaar geweest. Ik heb uitgelegd wat voor soort huis ik zoek. Als ik het gevonden heb, ben ik weg.
Maar je wil wel meteen officieel scheiden?
Ja, graag. Met een alimentatie en zo. Wees nog niet bang, ik zal je niet uitpersen.
Oh god, alweer een miljoen. Wat kan mij dat geld schelen?
Niet zo melodramatisch, Thomas.
Melodramatisch?
Rijden geweld, intimidatie, angst. Waar gaan we naartoe? Waar kan je nog naartoe? Nou, niet naar de horecagelegenheden. Ik durf geen café meer in. Allemaal ongure types, het wemelt ervan, staat zelf in de krant.
Ik ben hem echt geluid. Ik ben verliefd op je geworden. Ik ben van je gaan houden.
Ja, ik weet niet of ik dat nou wel zo'n goed idee vind.
We're often exposed to organisms that can cause disease. We have organisms of disease in our bodies. Cholera, yellow fever, smallpox and others. Any one of them capable of decimating the population. When an epidemic ravaged out of control, no one was saved. The rich succumb, along with the poor, the prominent, along with the unknown. The people could never be free from fear. They knew infectious disease was the scourge of mankind.
Warning signs of satanic behavior may be apparent, such as a sudden, bitterly antagonistic attitude towards family and religion, a drastic decline in academic performance, a reclusive behavior pattern, and listening exclusively to heavy metal rock music.
Negroes simply are not fit to associate in modern urban civilization. They just can't make it. A few can. There are a few who are always mixed with white blood, by the way. But real black Negroes, you won't find very many of them who can make the grade in urban civilization.
Well, would you say then that there is no Negro who is really in the same league with Commander Rockwell?
No, sir, I would not. There may be some Negroes who are superior to me.
You smoke crack, don't you? Crack. Terrible drug. Insane. Causes insanity, literally.
Are you ready for Truth About Rock? Truth About Rock, the rock music seminar that has swept the nation. The Peters Brothers seminars and bonfires have drawn press attention from coast to coast.
They're a disco group, and disco has really died here in the United States, but we need to take a look at why they were formed and what they were trying to accomplish through their music. Jack Morelli is the guy that formed the group Village People, and in a Newsweek magazine interview in 1979, first of all in the interview, he said he was a publicly acknowledged homosexual. Then he said he formed the group Village People as a protest against Anita Bryant. He went on in the same interview to declare, "I am sincerely trying to produce songs to make gay people more acceptable." Well, we found that the Village People were one of the first groups to come out advocating homosexuality. Now we're finding they're not alone, but there are many other groups that have come to the forefront pushing homosexuality as a viable alternative lifestyle. So if you as a young person or a parent went out and bought that album, you directly and indirectly supported the cause of homosexuality. Aren't you glad you did that? Well, no, you aren't. But let's take a look at Janis Joplin. Now, she was the rage when I was in high school. Oh, yeah, Janis Joplin, cool. What's happening with Janis? Of course, Janis Joplin, she said her ultimate goals in life were to be stoned on as many kinds of drugs as she could find and to be laid by at least 1,000 different men. Now, I'll tell you, anybody with a fine, outstanding moral character like that is one you want to make as a public example in our high schools, right? Well, that's what a Hollywood movie producer said when a year or so ago he produced the movie entitled The Rose, starred Bette Midler in it, and based it on the life of Janis Joplin. As you remember the tragic story of Janis Joplin, she ultimately died when she suffocated her own vomit while on a drug trip. And what a sad life. Bible stories in Colossians 2.
Radio Rome heeft vandaag een proclamatie van maarschalk Badoglio uitgezonden, waarin het leger gemachtigd wordt de openbare orde in Italië te handhaven. De fascistische militie is bij de Italiaanse strijdkrachten ingelijst. De proclamatie van Badoglio luidt als volgt. In de ernstige Pontoswouden. Alle samenkomsten zijn verboden en politie en gewapende macht hebben bevel ontvangen samenscholingen onverbiddelijk uit elkaar te jagen. Hier volgen de hoofdpunten van het decreet. Tussen zonsondergang en zonsopkomst mag niemand zich op straat vertonen. Openbare vermakelijkheden zullen gedurende deze periode gesloten zijn. Er mogen geen samenscholingen van meer dan 3 personen plaats hebben. Alle vergunningen voor het dragen van wapens zijn ingetrokken. Iedere burger moet identiteitsbewijzen bij zich hebben. Huisdeuren mogen niet afgesloten worden. De troepen hebben opdracht gekregen de uitvoering van deze orders zo nodig met de wapens te verzekeren.
Don't you see? Together we can rule the world. Yes, join with me and I'll raise you up. You'll be second only to me. That'll be mine. I have that power. I can make it happen.
As long as we have the Chinese and the Latins on our side, you don't have a chance in hell of getting what you want.
This is a man everybody wants to destroy. But what the freaks, the mayor, the DA, the sheriff, and the senator didn't know was...
You two men! Listen to me! I've got something to tell you!
Herewith recorded is the story of a silent, savage menace. How for 3 days a great American city found itself outside the United States of America. The events, incidents, and emotions of the people who were a part of it, who found time running out as they looked into the face of mortal peril.
Money flows easily to me. My financial freedom is only one step away. Abundance is flowing to me. I feel good about money, and money flows into my life with ease. Money comes to me unexpectedly. Money comes to me in great frequency and in large numbers. I am deserving of abundance. I am worthy of abundance. I am grateful for all I have and so grateful for all that is coming. Everything I want is coming to me.
My legal right and dominion over this region and over every territory which you have given me jurisdictional authority. According to Daniel 9 and 4, you are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments.
I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7:13-16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be opened. And
life without drugs is the way it's getting to be.
It has made into this place.
It's
for
the
now
way
have
it's
I chosen and sanctified this house.
It's
that my name may
be
there forever. And mine eyes and
think
my heart shall be perpetually
it's the most
there.
Unfunny thing I, can
I
think
declare
of.
That this place
it bothers
is sanctified.
Me. It's frustrating, and I don't
I
know what to do about
it. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free
ik verzoek u als minister-president vooral om rustig te gaan slapen. Zoals u dat ook op andere nachten pleegt te doen. Er is voorshands geen enkele reden tot ongerustheid. Gaat u rustig slapen. Hier sprak uw minister-president.
Fuck you.
Vermetele onwetenden, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid. Er staat geschreven dat deze woorden gesproken hebben. Vermeet uw onwetenden, weet dan dit. Wie ogen heeft, die horen. Dit is geen uitzending van glorie der mensheid.
As lightning, the cries of joy will ring. Sea and sky and earth and ocean with one voice will sing. Hail Trump, our fearless leader, rebel hero, fighter, sage, spearhead of our sacred freedom, herald of the golden age. Dressed in white shall gather at the Denver City Hall. From the parapets of marble, MAGA trumpets sound their call. From our nation's blessed heartland, endless army convoy stream. With wives and children in our hearts, we build the walls of Trump's regime. The King of Kings calls you to action, soldier, come and stand and fight for our people's pride and future, for our sweet God-given rights. Donald Trump will make it right and future, for our sweet God-given rights. Donald Trump will make it certain. The serpents gather in the DC swamps and mud.
interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Voor de glorie der mensheid, van grootheid, roem en kracht, van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid, die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts, zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood,
er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Schokkende programma en behoefte aan net om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Problems fall away by themselves. Good things just happen, and everything falls into place without scheming or planning. It's most humiliating to our pride, which is used to huffing and puffing and making things work that only backfire, and giving good reasons for everything that ever went wrong with our lives. In fact, our mind becomes so empty of worry and planning that we have virtually nothing to do except to understand more, appreciate more, wonder more, see more clearly to avoid problems, which makes things easier so that we worry even less. Worry once substituted for the natural concern we never had. We just had to worry to ennoble ourselves. It seemed quite normal to worry. But worry is really the compulsive activity of the mind without faith, in the dark, priding itself in solving the problems it created by the same mind. Worry is a false virtue. Guilty of failing to be creatively concerned, we needed to fill our mind with something, even when we didn't have anything to be concerned about. It did seem the natural thing to do. Could we admit to our failings? Of course not. If we didn't have such a busy mind, we would be forced to see our guilts and our commitment to reality. So we worry about the war, about the kids. Worry made us industrious busybodies who meddled in every kind of affair for the greater pride value. But then we got involved and created bigger problems we couldn't solve with worry. Again, worry is the action of the mind in the dark, forgetting the truth, proudly trying to fix what it did in the dark. We couldn't stop worrying before because we didn't want to stop. It had ego value for us. It always seemed like love for others. It made us forget our empty, faulty, meaningless existence. It won badges of honor for this or that cause. Had we a grain of true concern,